Mr. van Randel, what do you think? How can global air transport get back on its feet?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Matthias van Randel. I'm CEO of our German Aviation Association. I'm very pleased to talk to you about the current situation of aviation. COVID-19 has been the biggest shock to hit aviation since the beginning. The situation could not be worse. The number of passengers has fallen to 10% of last year. Between 60 and 70% of our employees are in short-time work. And every day, our companies are burning millions of cash. Main reason for this economic downturn is the pandemic-related travel restriction. This is why we are working hard to overcome such general restrictions. What we need is a much more differentiated definition of risk countries. And for a recovery at the beginning of next year, we need to implement a testing strategy which helps us to bring down the existing travel restrictions. We try to bring that forward, together with the German government and together with the European Union and ICAO. But looking ahead, what will be the broader future of aviation? We can be sure. On the long run, there will be a lot of air traffic again. Aviation has proven to be something like the non-digital World Wide Web of globalization. And globalization, worldwide trade, international relations, all that has not come to an end. It's the opposite. Also considering that in future there will be a number of business meetings being organized digitally, there will, however, be large demand for traveling worldwide. Look at the emerging economies with people wanting to travel, both for business or private reasons. Or look at international tourism. All that will be a driving factor for international aviation. This is why, for us as aviation community, sustainability and in particular climate protection keeps on being an important part of our agenda. Investing in modern and less energy-consuming aircrafts and replacing fossil fuels by sustainable aviation fuels such as power-to-liquids or other fuels. This is what we want to bring forward together with politics and together with other stakeholders. That is not an agenda for the far future. It is our agenda for tomorrow, and we have already started. I'm optimistic for a good move forward for both of us, for our aviation companies, as well as for our international travel industry. Thank you very much for your attention, ladies and gentlemen.